recorded on Zoom. It's the Diamond of Truth podcast.
Man, we are privileged to have a special interview here with my man, Robel Machiavelli. He's here with us, me and Ken are here. Man, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Man, this is really a treat, man, because like I really was dumbfounded when I saw you posting that you dropped an EP out, and I'm like, yo, this man been coming over to my parents' spot. We've been talking and chill. We always talk about Lakers and sports and anime. I'm like, this dude does music too. And I know you're a photographer too, man. Like, you're a dance teacher. You're a lot, man. But to hear and see that you're a musician too doesn't surprise me, because you're very talented, man. You're very talented. With just a little that I know. So I'm glad you're coming on. We're going to talk about your album that you have out. We're going to get into some anime and stuff. But first and foremost, three of us on here, we have one thing in common here, and that is our love for LeBron, LeBron James, the greatness of King James. And we know the finals just finished. The King got his fourth ring. He was got his fourth MVP and finals MVP. So, Robel, kick us off, man. So what was your take of the six game NBA finals?
Oh man, the finals or the playoffs?
Man, take us through anything. Take us through, if you want to take us through the playoffs, you want to take us the bubble experience, the finals. Where you thinking?
Honestly, like, I'm a big LeBron fan and I'm a big Kobe fan. So the whole thing that happened with Kobe in the beginning of the year, with everybody being in the bubble now because of the coronavirus and like social justice issues, like everything going into it, it was intense, and it was very like, you have to watch it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in terms of the finals, I mean, Lakers got that, you know. Shout out to Jimmy Butler. He played like really well.
He definitely did, man. He
was the LeBron of this series. Mm-hmm. Doing everything for Miami.
Yeah.
Man. Jimmy definitely got to give big shout outs to Jimmy and the Miami Heat, because a lot of them didn't even think that they will make it this far. And I get tired of hearing people saying that this is not a real playoffs or it's an asterisk. You know, they deserve to be there. They beat, mm-hmm. they swept the Pacers. They took Milwaukee, I think, the five games.
Yeah.
And then Boston in six. You know, it was a great finals that they showed off that, hey, we deserve to be the Eastern Conference champs. And they're going to be a good team from here on in. You know, they're going to be a team to be watching out for in the East.
Yeah, for sure.
They're trying to get a Giannis too.
Yeah, of course. Everybody's in the Giannis sweeps, man. And so they're going to go hard on it. And Giannis he's going to consider it. He's going to look around on Milwaukee and see who's on this team still, who they got around me. Cause they weren't enough. It wasn't enough to get it done against Miami.
Mm-hmm. And he got hurt too.
He did. He got hurt. He didn't play, I think, the game that got eliminated then.
Yeah. Didn't they go game seven? Now that I think about it. Like, they were like winning a couple of games without him.
Yeah, they won. I think they won a game without what he got, the one he went out when it got hurt in. Mm-hmm. One that they got eliminated on, he didn't play at all.
Oh yeah.
And but that team is supposed to be Giannis. You know, has the ball, caves the defense in, he kicks out to the shooters, kind of old school LeBron, when he was with the Cavs. But you know, that only works so much. And of course, LeBron and Giannis are two different players, because LeBron's going to make everybody else better around you. You know, exactly. LeBron, I think he has his best sidekick so far with AD. And I think he's going to be better going forward. Like, Dwayne Wade and him played together for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I think right now with AD, it keeps LeBron young.
It does.
Oh yeah. You know?
So
definitely,
he's gonna be that Laker team. They need to get a good core around them for next season.
Yeah, they're saying Chris Paul.
Yeah,
that would be a good little move. Adding Chris Paul, a good anything that helps LeBron keep the ball out of his hands too much, mm-hmm. so he can. Doesn't have to play too much offense, too much defense. That's why they were so good this year. LeBron didn't have to always guard the best player.
Yeah, that's something I noticed too.
Yeah, AD was that rim defender right there.
Mm-hmm. AD could go out and get you 30 you know, 30 and 10. LeBron could, you know, LeBron was always, LeBron will always get his numbers, no doubt. But it's not relied on. Like, it can't, Jimmy Butler, they needed that 40 points to win that game.
Yeah.
They needed that triple double from him because there was no Bam. There was no Goran. They needed that.
Tyler Hero was playing pretty nice in the bubble.
Yeah. Hero. Yeah, he was. They got a nice core. They got, Miami's going to be good. They have a good young team. They got a good coach. Spoelstra's an awesome coach.
Mm-hmm. They got to stay together and build that team up.
Yeah, they do. So Bam's going to be a force. Mm-hmm. I think it's only his third season. Tyler Hero's not even old enough to drink yet.
That's crazy.
Exactly. But yeah, so we got Robel Machiavelli here. He has his new EP, God's Favorite, repping the Hokage hat on the cover.
Oh. Yeah, that's fire right there.
With the Sharingan eyes.
So tell us, take us through the idea of the cover. What was the brain power behind that?
Honestly, like, I love anime, so I knew I wanted to like be an animated version of myself, and my favorite two characters are Naruto and Sasuke, and the whole anime series, honestly. And I thought, with the title God's Favorite, like, if you know Naruto like that, you know that Sasuke and Naruto are like the chosen ones. Like, they're, you know, there's a whole history behind them and stuff like that, and they're the ones that kind of broke the curse with Hashirama and Madara, and like, you know, like going all the way back. So I wanted to, like, you know, put a stamp on the album cover so people would be in tune to listen to the music. And that's kind of how it came about. I actually hit up PJ. His name is Spooky Patrick on Instagram, and I saw some of his work, and I was like, wow, like, I gave him like the idea and like the picture, the physical picture of me doing that pose. And he like animated it really well with like the Naruto aesthetic. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Shout
out to PJ.
Shout out. So when you saw anime and especially Naruto teams is all three of us here have watched Naruto. Are you putting anime and like into your music? Like, are you fusing like the idea of the culture into the music?
Honestly, I want to like put a lot of like anime reference, because that's just like me. Like, I watch a lot of anime, so I'm gonna talk about things that like interest me, and mm-hmm. you know, and it would be like, you know, like, I guess you don't hear a lot of anime references in songs. And if you do, it's like, oh, like, hey, like, you know?
Yeah. So, real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
No, I said that they just say it real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to, I think, one of Chance's songs a couple of years ago. He threw a Dragon Ball Z reference in there. Mm-hmm. You know, it is cool, like a little Easter egg when you can catch those things, because, you know, the modern day listener, you know, might not be into anime or into that, but when you hear something like that, like Lupe would probably do something like that too. Yeah. You know, artists that will throw those in there. So that's cool. I was listening to one of your tracks. I don't think it was a Bleach reference, but I heard you say Bleach. I'm like, oh, my mind went to Bleach. Oh, yeah. But you were actually, I think you were talking about.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So I'm always listening, because especially when you know the background and some of the ideas of the artists, it's like, mm-hmm. you're waiting to hear some things, but that's cool.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't do a lot of anime references for this EP, but I have like a bunch of songs that like I know I specifically say. I say on one song, I'm like, I said what I say. About to be my own hero, like all my, I don't know how I said it. I need to go back to the song, but I definitely put like my hero in it. Like,
yeah.
Dragon Ball Z, like Yu Yu Hakusho, like all of them.
That's nice, man. And in your first song, I like how you started with the Rick and Morty clip.
Oh, that beat was fire, right?
That is great. So do you have a team behind like the beats and anything? Or are you doing everything? Or
honestly, with the beats, I look for the beats. I go on YouTube. Sometimes I use this app called BandLab. That's actually where I record my music. So I'm always like searching for beats and things that pique my interest and things of that nature. And then I start recording, and I honestly, I even record on my phone. Like, I even have the mic. Hold on. I have the mic.
Nice.
I got the whole setup. That's crazy. Hold up. Yeah, here we go. So I even shout out to Rode. Hey, sponsor me.
Oh, yeah.
But I got the setup right here. I plug it into my phone. I even have this to equalize like the some of the vocals. Like if I say a lot of P words, like it doesn't sound like I'm spitting at you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I honestly record a lot like in my car because that's where I can get peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And, right.
In my zone. And honestly, in terms of a team, I'm still like building it like from the ground up. Like this is something very, very new, but somebody who's there beside me by my side, her name is Shanice Hazen. I'm pretty sure you know who that is, Virgil.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, for those of you that don't know, that's Virgil's cousin and my girlfriend, and she's like a very instrumental part of like why I'm doing music, because she plays every single instrument you can think of. Same with Virgil. And they exposed me to that music background. So, you know, I just wanted to like try something new. Like I've been doing this for a year. Like literally I started 2019 of October. I just wanted to like see what it would sound like if I just rapped over a beat. And I was like, not bad. Like, let me see where I can go with it.
Yeah, man, and it sounds polished, man. It sounds like you have something really working with, and dropping an EP like that, it's brave, man. It's brave. You know, it takes some guts to do that, especially only doing it for a year, and to drop like that. So, man, big shout outs to that, man. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. So, what are some inspirations you have, so other than anime and other things? And I know you're a photographer, man. You do great work with that. You're a dance teacher as well, man. But what inspiration did you have to begin doing music?
Doing music. Honestly, like being a dancer, like music was everything to me. I would hear a song, I would try to like dance, you know what I mean? And as a choreographer, you always like want to like, you know, see like what ideas you could do, what songs and stuff like that. So I've always loved music, just being a dancer. And I'm really into battle rap. Like I'm in a whole battle rap community. Like I'm really into that. Mm-hmm. And it makes me appreciate how like people, it's like poetry, but in a more current way. And it's more understandable with like just certain references and topics and how they twist the words and put it together. So I think that's like amazing as like, you know, as wordsmiths, how people evolved in like, you know, in different ways to express themselves. And I've just always been a fan of just like, you know, putting words together and things of that nature. I'm also very, very inspired by my favorite artists, like people who I listen to. In terms of inspiring me as a rapper, I would say people that inspire me as a rapper is Kanye, Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, Sean, Travis Scott, like so many people like that I listen to inspire me.
Man, yeah, there's a lot of good artists there, man. Especially I think a lot of those I used to really listen to a lot too, especially old school Kanye, man. Old school Kanye really spoke to me, you know.
Now, what do you think Kanye right now?
Man, I'm not gonna lie, like I keep the Kanye the artist separate from the Kanye the person. So when he makes his music, I really still enjoy his music. I just really gear towards more the Dropout, Late Registration, and Graduation. Even like my Dark Twisted Fantasy, I enjoyed that too. And even the gospel album, I secretly like that album too.
Me too.
I think I really do. I think he makes good music. You know, I'm you know he's. Is off life with the other stuff, man. Hey, that's something separate, you know. Yeah. But as a musical genius, I think he is. I think he's brilliant in that sense.
Yeah,
I agree.
But yeah, man. So how has COVID this whole time? It's been about 8 months now. How has that affected you know, anything that you're doing. Like, I know you're and the dancing, the teaching and music. I mean, I know you record in your car, so that's, you can still have your time to do that. But how have you found success or triumph around COVID?
Man, for the first couple of weeks, it was kind of cool. Like, we had to be home, like, you know.
Yeah.
But honestly, honestly, like, a month in, 2 months in, then you know, it's like 5-6 months. Like, it definitely makes you think, like, okay, like, if I don't have this, what can I do to be where I still need to be? How to make money, like, how, like, so mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are doing, like, online businesses and, like, getting into different career fields that they wouldn't think of. And honestly, that's how, like, the music thing kind of, like, came about for me. Like, I was rapping and trying to make music, like, a few months before COVID happened. But when COVID happened, it just made me be like, all right, like, if you're going to do anything, it's now. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it just made me, like, take opportunities of, like, no opportunities, just make them yourself. Do your best to stay healthy, like, not go out. Like, I didn't socialize with anybody. Like, and if I did see, like, my girlfriend, it was literally once every 2 months or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah. It definitely makes you, you know, think about things that you wouldn't normally think of. But yeah. For the most part, it's affected a lot of, like, dance studios that I know of. And especially one of my own studios closed down because of COVID. Mm. So, you know, it's very hard for a lot of reasons. But I guess, you know, you got to look for the positives and things.
That's exactly right. You got to find the positive in this time. And although this is it's not an ideal time, there is finding ways that you can make it beneficial to you. You know, how can you grow as a person, as an artist, musician, that when this is all said and done, because when this is over, and it will be over at some point, you know, this time, what can we say that we did with this time to make us better?
Exactly.
But that's awesome, man. That's great. So we're talking to Robel Machiavelli. He's got his EP, God's Favorite. It's available on all, I guess, all streaming platforms.
Yes, sir.
And check it out. Got the Hokage logo, got the shining gun eyes, man. You can see all things, man. You get no Genjutsu can touch him.
if you see the background, it's Sasuke Eternal Sharingan.
Oh man, wait, that's not the one that he. That's not the Mangekyo one, though, is it?
It is. It's the one he put with Itachi's eyes.
Oh man! So I'm not gonna ask how you attained to that power, man, because that's,
you know, you put it on the eye. That's the Genjutsu. Like, you can't see, but, like, in real life, this is what you're seeing.
Exactly, yo. So let's get a little bit more anime. So I know Naruto's your top. Would you say Naruto's your number one? Like, out of all,
Dragon Ball Z was, like, the first anime that got me into, like, this is anime.
Right.
So it holds a very special place in my heart, like, just because of that. And I guess I like Dragon Ball Z more for the action purpose.
Yeah.
It's just, like, top tier. And, like, no one's seeing Goku. Like, I don't care who you are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But in terms of story, and it had me crying at certain episodes, definitely Naruto. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And so Dragon Ball Z, which one was your favorite arc? Like, what was your favorite? You can go from the beginning all the way. I don't know if you watch Super, but okay. So which arc is your favorite in DBZ?
I would say all of them are amazing, but I would say it's a toss up between, like, the Dragon Ball when they were a kid. That's what got me, you know, like, wow, like, this is, and before they were OP too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was cool. But my all-time favorite would probably be, like, the Majin Buu, Kid Buu era. Just because everyone was established. Like, they had new forms. Like, you didn't know what was. Fusion was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Fusion took it up a whole new level, man. Because after Cell, and then when they went into the, you know, the Majin Buu saga, you know, it just feel like it went up a notch, because, like, you said nobody's seeing Goku, but we had this discussion kind of last night in our podcast, how Goku had always had to have somebody that was stronger than him. And then, you know, when Boo was getting stronger and, you know, then Evil Boo and then Kid Boo, it just always was finding a way for Goku to get stronger. But it was great how everybody had to get better, right? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Piccolo teaching him and Goku teaching Goten and Trunks how to fuse and then Vegeta coming back. But yeah, I think one of my favorite parts is when Vegeta, when he knocked out Goku when they were fighting and he mm-hmm. realized this is my time. You know, he mm-hmm. sacrificed himself, even though it didn't work. But like, yeah, man, DBZ. So are you watching anything else? Like, is there some current ones? Any animes you watching?
That's what I've been doing all quarantine, honestly. Oh, man. Oh, I'm literally now just getting into Demon Slayer. I know. Like, I know. I've been kind of like loafing on it, but I'm on like episode 4.
Oh, yeah. Still a rookie, man. Still a rookie.
I know. Like, I hear so many about it. Hunter x Hunter, I finished during quarantine. That was amazing. Oh yeah,
that was good. Got through that Chimera Ant saga.
That was amazing. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
There are so many. Kill la Kill. I was watching Fate Stay Night or Fate Zero.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. There's a few sagas for that one, different ones mm-hmm. for that one too. But going back to when you were talking Demon Slayer. So mm-hmm. Demon Slayer, the anime is more recent, and we were talking. The movie just came out yesterday in Japan. It hasn't hit here yet, mm-hmm. but yeah. Trying to find that. But let me know. And one thing I do enjoy you watching anime. You were talking about Shanice, man. You're introducing her to a lot of animes too, you know.
She literally watches it with me, like, and she loves it now.
Oh yeah, you know, I never did. You know, I feel bad as a big cousin. I never introduced her to. I gave her some different things like music. We did things together and games. I never shared my anime world with her.
So
I know, man, but I'm glad that you're doing that, man, because you know, My Hero. She seems to really like that.
That's the first one she like watched, and like she got through like all 3 seasons just to catch up like in a week. It was crazy.
Right. And that's one of the main reasons how me and my wife got together too, man. We love mm-hmm. anime, you know. She know much about it, but mm-hmm. I introduced it to her. And now actually her favorite one, and you talked to Jules before, you know, she yeah. loves Naruto too. She's a big Naruto head. She's yeah. You know, she watches the filler for fun.
That's dedication.
That is. She'd be telling me, "You need to watch this filler." I'm like, "I did, but I don't remember. It was like 10 years ago." But she says, "This filler is so important; it connects." I'm like, "Okay, I'll take your word for it."
can we talk about Boruto?
So what are you thinking about Boruto? So with the Boruto, if you don't know, Boruto is it's like the spinoff after Naruto ends. It's there's an anime and there's a manga, and we can get into that too. But what's your And before we even do that, our man Isaiah has dropped in here. What's going on, man?
What's going on, y'all? My bad. No, a little late to the party, but I saw you guys are getting into some in-depth stuff, so
definitely.
Didn't want to bother y'all.
Definitely, man. So Boruto, man. What do you think about for Boruto?
Okay, hold on. Are we talking about the anime or the manga?
So the manga, I just want to give the audience kind of a overview. The anime does different things than the manga do. The manga comes out once a month, and the story moves at a pace. Present is getting better, but the anime just has pretty much filler every week. So let's just talk about the manga. Let's just stick with the story, because the main focus that, even though it's not the original author by Kishimoto, it's still kind of his characters. So let's get to the manga. In the last chapter, kind of really is putting things in perspective that we were kind of hinting from when it first came out. So the manga is really where it's at right now. Where I don't want to get too much spoilers out, but you know, if you read the first chapter, something was supposed to happen with Sasuke, and you know, we see Boruto with something in his hand, and you know, things are happening. Things are really picking up for Boruto. So What are your impressions of the manga so far?
The manga is fire. I'm just waiting for the anime to catch up. Like, I just started back up the anime because I was like, all right, like, you know, they're starting the Kara arc. But, and it's really good so far, you know. But the manga, without saying too much, like this is what we needed from the jump. Like,
yeah,
you know, so it's great to see that. I'm really looking forward to Boruto. I feel like that's gonna be like, it's gonna take off where Naruto ended and be like a top anime.
Yeah, if they get to the part where they can get to the manga parts in the anime, then yeah, it'll take off again, like how Naruto did.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing dance wise? So you're and Isaiah, he's a dancer as well too. I don't him and Shanice have actually crossed paths many times too. While she was coming up too. So what are you doing dance wise currently?
Currently right now I'm teaching more than anything.
Right.
I teach hip hop. I was part of Culture Shock DC for a couple of years. Honestly, like dance is me. Like I would not be the person I am right now if I wasn't dancing. Dance gave me the confidence to do anything. Like, you know, especially like when I was first starting off, like elementary school, they just kind of knew me. Oh, like you dance, like, you know, it was cool. And I even had dance classes in my elementary school, which was pretty cool because I guess like not a lot of people just have dance classes in elementary school. So that honestly introduced me to like choreography and like training, not just like, you know, like I dance sometimes. That made me like, oh, you can actually do this as a career. But in high school, like, you know, when people first found out I like dance, like I even had like some of my classmates kind of laugh at me before they even like knew me for real. Like they just thought, oh, like, you know, like it's kind of funny. And like it was just one little moment, but it made me realize like after that moment, like I took dance so seriously, tried out for all the teams I could, like, you know, and pursued it after high school. Like that's what I wanted to do professionally. And eventually I found myself in a position of teaching other people. And that means a lot to me because that's something I always wanted to be. I wanted to be like a teacher that I've always wanted, like a laid back teacher, but also give you like their just knowledge throughout their training. And I still train to this day, not as much as I used to. I kind of hurt my knee like a year ago, so I've been kind of cooling on dancing like full out and intensely in that purpose. But teaching wise, I like that's like what I do as a career, like professionally. This is like, I don't have like a 9-to-5 job at all. Like teaching is like what I do. Mm-hmm. So dance honestly made me who I am.
Nice, man. That's kind of, Isaiah kind of had that same kind of deal with the coming up with that, with dancing, and everybody just said, oh, you dance? Oh, wow, you dance?
No, yeah, I have like the same story. Like, you know, I was pretty like a shy person, like when I was younger, but dance kind of like, it kind of gives you an opportunity to kind of like create your own character and kind of get out of your shell, you know, like, so I could definitely relate to that. But do you know Jared Porter?
Yeah.
We're in the same crew together. So yeah, so same B-boy crew. And then he was in a Culture Shock for a while.
Yeah.
The the Elusives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually where I met Shanice for the first time. She was his student at that time. This was like several years ago. And then there was like an all-styles battle. And Shanice entered with Macho, Christina Camacho. Yeah, so that's why I saw Shanice. I was like, yo, this girl is crazy. And then Jared was like, yo, like, this is Virgil's, your niece, right?
My cousin, yeah.
Your cousin, yeah. So I was like, what? I was like, what?
I know.
I've known Virgil for such a long time. And he kept saying, oh, my cousin's in dancing. Like, she's trying out for a culture shock and this and that. And I was like, oh, okay, that's dope. Like, I didn't really know too much about the choreo scene, the hip hop scene. And then, you know, he talked about it for years. And then finally, like at that point, like I connected the dots and I was like, oh my God, like Virgil's talking about you this entire time for like a decade, you know?
Years later.
It was a crazy moment. Yeah, for sure. So,
she's a dancer.
Yeah, man. But, you know, and you dance as well. And that's dope. You know, you guys like motivate each other and help push each other with that. And,
honestly, the first time I saw her dance, I was like, okay, I need to step it up, because it was crazy. Like, she reached me so much. It's crazy. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, she won't tell you this, she won't admit it, but she got it all from me. All right, she got all her dance moves right from me. So, you know, the apple doesn't fall from the tree. So, man, she is amazing. She is amazing. But Robel, man, I'm gonna get you out of here on this, man. So, Naruto is your top one. So, give me your top three fights in all of Naruto. Your top three. Like, I already know my number one. Okay, but if you had to think of your top, I'm gonna give you a few moments to think about it. Okay. But think about your top three fights in all of Naruto, from Naruto to Shippuden, anything. And this is a lot. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of 1v1s in there, going back from the training arc, the Chunin exams. You got Naruto in Pain, of course, Naruto Sasuke, the first one, but right before the time skip. All the Jakuri battles with Sasuke, Itachi, so if you had to pick your top three, or give me your top two, whatever you got, like which ones are you thinking?
Okay, the best or my favorite?
Your favorite. I want your favorites. Okay. Yeah,
definitely have to go with the first Naruto and Sasuke fight, like pre-Shippuden. That was amazing to see, you know, how everything capped off after that.
At the that was when they fought on top of the statues of the first Hokage and
Final Valley.
Yeah.
This isn't in no order. This is just three of my favorites. I really, 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 dang, I don't want to do too much like Shippuden or Naruto. I'm trying to even it out, but Rock Lee versus Gaara.
Yes,
that's my number one.
That was mine too. That Rock Lee, when he drops them weights, you just know it's about to go off, man. And that was that fight made me feel so sad for Rock Lee, because like it's like, man, you just thought he was gonna get that one.
Yeah, it made it so much more amazing, because they were like talked up, like they were built very well. You would think maybe Rock Lee had a chance, like especially after he pulled off the gates, but then Gaara with his sand, you know, and then Guy interfering at the end, you know, very emotional.
Very.
Oh man. All right. The last one, I would say it has to be Shippuden. I don't want to pick like an obvious one, but I would have to say alright, I'm going to just pick this just because I enjoyed it, but there's so many other ones. Sasuke versus Deidara. Because I wasn't expecting that.
That was a good fight. And man, Deidara got on me. He grew on to me. But to see how Sasuke did it, and I think he only had one arm at the time too. Didn't Deidara only have one arm at the time? I'm trying to remember, because I know he lost the arm. Yeah, he was doing the clay thing all with one arm. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Actually, I lied. This is my favorite fight of all time. Madara versus the Five Kage. Easy.
That was a good fight. That was a good fight. Those are the ones you can go on YouTube and just look at the fights, man. Yeah. See, I don't know. You're probably too young to remember the old days when you had to watch Naruto on YouTube and find part one and part two.
Does anybody love watching anime music videos?
Oh yeah.
They have Linkin Park as a song and then like Naruto vs. Sasuke. That was my go-to.
Dude. But Robel Machiavelli, God's favorite. Man, the EP is out on any streaming platform that you can get. Definitely give it a listen. Man, thank you for doing this. Thank you for coming out, man. We definitely appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you.
Thanks, bro.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
I just wanted to explain the name God's favorite, just so people understand what it means and doesn't you know what I mean? But honestly, I came up with that name or that phrase before I even thought about making music or anything like that. And just to sum it up, it doesn't matter what religion you believe in, anything like that, but at the end of the day, I feel like everyone should believe that they're God's favorite or they're somebody's favorite, or you feel like you are destined to be here. No matter if you're sick, if you didn't get the job you wanted, if you're not where you want to be in life, or, if you don't have things figured out yet, you should feel you're here, you're experiencing what we're experiencing in real time, and you can change whatever you want in your life. And yeah, I just wanted to label it at that because that was my first ever EP and nobody, not even my friends, would be oh, he's into music. I didn't know he rapped. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to just say what the EP was about as well.
It's deep, man. Yeah. Just make sure next time, man, if you need some trombone, some tambourine in the background, let me know, man. I got you.
Yo, honestly, put me in a group chat so we can talk about anime or the upcoming NBA season. I'm with it.
Yo, let's do it, man. Let's do it. We always talking, man. So we can definitely do that, man. Robel Machiavelli, God's favorite. Get the EP, man. Thanks again, man.
Thanks for listening to the Diamond of Truth podcast.
We just talked right there.
All right, Kenny, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't want to be cheek to cheek.